Tamar said that the Hochin, meanwhile, also Rafun Ravuna came, Ashkechinu, to the Yasvi, so he was sitting down. So he heard over this Shiloh, the question was, how do we know it's also for Chosin to wear this crown? Is it Stamak Zerim with the Rabbanon, or is it a posse from Yecheskel? Omele said back to him, Elohim Midrabbanon. Really, no, it's only Midrabbanon. Elohizda Shemecha Bechazdoim Milecha. Chizda is your name, and you're saying over very sweet things. No, you're saying over a good thing. But I call upon him, it's only Yasim Midrabbanon, like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Saita says. Rashi learns, Ukro Beatara Shemelech Mari. That's what the pasuk is saying, not to wear a crown. It means the crown of a king. She knows he was saying, "Rashi says, 'Why you misnabe shetibata lakuna v'yigla tzitkiyo begoyla?' That the kuna will be botla, there'll be no more melech." That's what he was saying over there. Not to say that a chosin can't wear a crown. That the chosin can't wear a crown. That's only the Mishnah in Saita. That's the Rabbanon de Galocha. Here the Novi was saying over that it's going to be botla the melech. Ravina Ashikhela Mabravashi. Ravina Khan Mabravashi Devi Godol Klilulabrati. He was making like a crown for his daughter, for a chasna. Omalay said to him, Lysobula Mar Hosam Snepas or Matara, don't draw from this postic like that you're not allowed to wear crowns now? Omalay, do me the coin godol. Like the postal somebody coin godol the Gavri Abubanashiloi, it's only also for a man to wear a crown. But for the Kala, the wife, she's allowed to. Now the Mar says, My Zois Lizois, what does it mean this and not that? What does the postic mean? So Dorosh Rabaviyah, that Zimna Nomalei Mishmed Rav Ami, Zimna Mishmed Rav Asi. Sometimes it said over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes it said over the name of Rav Asi. That Bishor Shoma Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, Hosar Amitz Nefes, take off like the hat of the Kohen Gadol. For Amo HaTorah, take off the crown. Is Omru Malchah Shosat Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Zayis Lehem Li Yisrael, is this what you're doing to Klai Yisrael, like you're giving them a Churban of Beis HaMikdash? Is this what you're doing to them? Shekdimu Lefanecha B'sina Nasla Nishma. Klai Yisrael was set in front of you by Hasina Nasla V'Nishma. Do they deserve to have a Churban of Bayis? Omalhez, Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to them, Loi Zayis Lehem Li Yisrael, no, don't they really deserve this? Sheshpilu es agvoya, they brought down the high, the agvoya es ashof, and they brought up the low. What does that mean? The midu tselem hechol. That now they went after the goyim, like the rishoyim, and they put a tselem in the hechol. So, because the Klai Yisrael did such chatoyim, that's why I'm taking away the base of Migdish now. Dorosh Rabavia, Zimunom la Mishmed Rabami, Zimunom Mishmed Rabasi. My disciple was the Pasuk say, in Nochum was the Pasuk say, that Koyamar Hashem, Im shleimim if you're full, v'chein rabim if you're a lot, v'chein no goizu b'yoivu. You should cheer up yourself and then go over. So what does this mean? It means like this. Im roya odom shem is a noisa mitzumtzamim. If somebody sees that his money is going low, he only mamash has exact enough money to live on now, but he's losing his money, what should he do? Yasam yam tzedakah. Just the opposite. People think when they're losing money, they can't give tzedakah now. Mar says just the opposite. If you see you're losing your money, go and give tzedakah. The koshchen shem rubim, and then for sure you'll have more money. That's the way to get it, do a good business deal. By giving tzedakah, then you get back schar, you become rich again. My the chayn nigoiz of yob. What does it mean to say shear off and then go over? Tana the rabbi Yishmael kol hagoiz is minachos. If somebody shears off like it's a muscle of a sheep shearing off its wool. So if you shear off from Yinechasim, for Yaisim and Tztaka, take off some money, give it to Tztaka, Nitzah Medina Shekhenim, you'll be saved from Gehenim. And Moshe was an example, Lishnei Rechelis, to two sheeps. Shayu Iveras Bamayim, they're going over the river. Achaz Gezuzah, V'yachas Eni Gezuzah. One's just had a haircut, and one is full of wool. Is Gezuzah Ovra, the one that just had a haircut, shall swim across, shall make it across. Shein the Gezuzah, the one that wasn't sheared off, has all the wool on her. Lo yovah, she can't make it through the water. That's the mashler also. If you shear off and give tzedakah, with that you'll be saved. Huh?
What's the reason? Too heavy?
The wool, yeah, you can't get through the water. Yeah, the wool will keep her, you can't swim in stomach. If you have too much wool on you, you can't get through the water. It's easier to go through. The less you have on you, the easier to go through. So that's the mashler. If you shear off your own property, give for tzedakah, for that you'll be zeicha to become more, to become zeicha to have more panosa. Pasuk said, "Yet pasuk ends off Yanisecha that Hashem made us like poor. I'm a mazutra. I feel only I'm a panos min atzdoka. Even a poor person that gets his panasa from going around and collecting tzdoka is also yaset tzdoka. He should also go and give tzdoka. And loyancha what oid that he won't be poor anymore. What does that mean? Tana Reb Yosef shuv ein maron loy simoni anis. If he goes and gives tzdoka, then he won't be anani anymore. He won't have at least well, that means klo. He won't have simoni anis." Call upon him, that's the schooler, The more stuff you give, the more you receive back. Right. We have Yudu Lema Mirekalim Izuch. And in the Mishnah it says, if Yudu says that what's the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Rekim is on the east side, and Rekim itself is considered like Chutz Laretz, a get that's written in Rekim. If you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, or wherever you bring it, you have to say the Fona Nichtav. So Lemeimra, you want to tell me, the Akol Utsvenu Eretz Yisrael Kayama.
Like if you look in the Mishnah says that on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, Akku, that's the last city, and Akku is also, it's a machlokes of Akku is considered Eretz Yisrael, like a Chutz Laretz. So you want to tell me that Akku is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says it means the end, the last city on the north side of Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara, Rimini, remember the Akku that's going to Eretz Yisrael, Kaimo, or Rimini have a kasher on this. There's a loch at the Sefer that says, Hoyamahalach miyakku lekeziv. If somebody's walking from the city Akku to the city of Keziv, if you have a Rashi in front of you, you see the picture here, so it says here that miyaminoi, if somebody looks to his right side, which is lemizrach haderech, which is the east side, so this is going to be the kasha. Here it's mashma that Akko is on mizrach, it's on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. But it says here, if somebody looks on his right side, the east side is temeya mishum eretamim. It has a locha like chutz loretz, like outside Eretz Yisrael, that midrabbanon there's a tumas eretamim. The rabbanon gave it a din like tumas hameis, that it's tamei. Upturim min ha-maisa, if any fruits, anything that grows there, it's also potim min ha-maisa, because it's considered like chutz loretz. And umin ha-shviyas, it has no aloch of shviyas, for the same reason. At shivod l'cho ha-shi chayevis, until you know clearly that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi says, Kleimar, l'yerlom cheskas yimin ha-derech me'yakov yad keziv, the right side of this road, when you travel from Akko to Keziv, has a loch like Eretz Amin. Elim came tovelo makam shiyoyim l'cho boki kan, that ha-derech misakam, there's someone who come and tell you that knows the roads very well, that the road goes a little krum, a little crooked here, and this part is from Eretz Yisrael. But that's what it says here. If you're walking again from Akko to Keziv, on the right side is considered like Chutz Laretz. But what about Mismerloi, on the left side of the road? Lemar of Haderech, to the west side of the road? That's Tehera Mishum Eretz Amin. That already has a loch like Eretz Yisrael, and it's Torah, it does not have this tumas of Eretz Amin. And the same thing, B'chayevas B'maisa, you mechayev to give Maisa from the fruits that grow there. U'b'shviyas, and it has a loch of Shviyas. Achiyevod alecho ashi p'tura. Until you know for sure that it's Potter, until you know for sure that Mokim is Potter. In other words, until somebody can tell Yeshua that even on the left side is also considered like Chutz Loretz, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, Ad Heichen Ad Keziv, until how far down is called Ad Keziv? So Rabbi Yishmer, Rabbi Yaisi Yemi, Mishamavi, the name of his father, Ad Levalvoi. That's Rashi, that Shei Mokim. But Koponim Alma, we see from here that Akos Meshuch Letzad Dorim. It's a little bit towards the Dorm side, a little bit like towards the Mizrach. So the kids, how could we say in the Mishnah that Akko is on its southern side? Here it's Mashmas, not on its southern side. So Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi, your Rabbi answers, I'll tell you that Ritzua Nav Kitzoni, a small strip of land that comes out. So Rav Rashi says, L'yelom Akko b'tzofen. Really, Akko is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael. So on the northern side. Just as a little Ritzua, a little stretch of land that comes out, Ad Akko l'tzatzofen. Gemara is the kasha of Yoyiv Tana Sim Nahochi. Does a Tana give a simon like this on a small strip of land that comes out? Do we give a simon for this? So Gemara says, in yes, it's true. And Kruanami Yoyiv Simon. And even bringing a raya from a post that also gives such a simon, it gives a simon of a small strip of land. Tirsiv, the post says, Vayomru Hine Chag Hashem B'Shilom Yamim Yamima. There's going to be a Chag in Shiloh from year to year. Hashem mitzvoyna lebeiskel, which is on the north side of Beiskel. Mizroch Hashem is the east side of the Shemesh. Lemitzila, from the road. Ha'oilu that goes up, mi Beiskel Shchema. Or mi neged levoyna, it's on the south side of Levoyna. And the Omer Papa says, lemizroch Hashem mitzila. It means the east side of the road, a small road. So you see also the Kru of the Pasuk also says, a small road like for a simon. Mura says like this now. Tony Chodo, so therefore there's no kasha, the Akko really is on its southern side of Eretz Yisrael. Here that's mashma differently, like Rashi has the picture here, that a small strip of land is coming out. Tony Chod, we learned in one brisa like this, that Hamevi get this svina. If somebody brings a get written on a ship, on a svina, is Kamevi Eretz Yisrael. It's considered like it was brought in Eretz Yisrael, that you do not have to say, before a nechta, before a nechta. And Rashi says now, Hamevi get min shenichtav bisvin, was written on the ship. We're talking about even though the boat now is in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, still it's a question if the get was written on the boat itself. So the first brisa says it's like Eretz Yisrael. But for Tani Yidduch, we're on the second brisa, that Kimevi b'chutz la'aretz. No, it has the loch as if the get was written in chutz la'aretz. Now the loch is you do not have to say, you do have to say before a nechtav, before a nechtav. So chutz akasha, tzestira. As one place says, the Nohor, the river, has a locha like Yaboshla, the dry land of Eretz Yisrael. And the second price it says it does not have the locha like the dry land of Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara answers, Omer Reb Yirmiyahu Lakash is no stira. Ho Reb Yehuda, ho Rabbonin, ha'peyet samachleikas Reb Yehuda, and the Rabbonin, the Tznan, we learned like this. Of or chutz loretz, if you have offer of chutz loretz, habo v'svina loretz, that comes in the ship. And the ship now is coming into Eretz Yisrael. And you plant something now on the ship itself, like Rashi says, v'zora b'svina v'tzomcha, and it's growing in the ship. V'yasvina shacheres. See, Rashi says the ship itself is made out of a very earthly. V'ein atzrich l'nokiv. You don't have to have a nekiv. You don't have to have a hole in it. Himoysim nachas b'kake. If it was mamish on the ground, it would be considered what's growing now. It's getting its yenika from the ground itself. So the kids say, here you have American soil on a ship on Queen Mary, let's say. And it's going into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the loch of what's growing now? Was exceeded like in growing in Eretz Yisrael or not? So it's a machloikis. The Tanakhama says, Chaye ben Maiso v'shriyas. Yes, what grows now, since the ship now is in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chaye ben Maiso and it has a loch of shriyas. Like Rashi says, Shanahorash of Eretz Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. Because the rivers of Eretz Yisrael has the loch like Eretz Yisrael itself. Therefore, since now the ship is on the rivers, and we're saying now it gets its yenika through the ground, it's considered like it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. On this, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says back, no. Ey Mosai, when do I say that it's chayiv and meister, what grows now off the ship, that's in Eretz Yisrael, bizman shasvina gosheshes. Only if the ship itself is like touching the ground, hitting bottom. Rashi says, megasheshes bekakesh shein amayim mamukim. The water is not deep, and therefore the ship itself hits bottom. But let's say the ship itself is not touching the ground, it's only on top of the water, then the locher is potter, still considered it's potter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see that the Nahoris, the water of Eretz Yisrael, does not have the locher like Eretz Yisrael itself. Therefore, a get that's written on the rivers, in the ship, it has a locher like chutz loretz, that you would have to say before the nechtem, before the nechtem. Even though Luchur the Zichem Mitzvah Kayama and the Zichem Bikin Lishma, this is part of the Loy Plug. Whatever has Allah like Chutz Loretz, you have to say before an Echtem, before an Echtem. So Luchur the Machlekes and the Bryce is telling of Yudah and the Rabbanan. This thing more wants to say, Abayi says, no, it could be Hov or Rabbi Yudah. Could be both Bryces go according to Rabbi Yudah Shita. That just being on the river itself is not considered like in Eretz Yisrael. Why does the first Bryce to say it's like Eretz Yisrael? For the Kasha, kan bizman she ein hasvina gosheshes, kan bizman she hasvina gosheshes. One Bryce is talking about when the ship is touching the ground, that's the first Bryce. Therefore, it's considered like Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the second Bryce is talking about where it's not hitting bottom, where the water is deep. Therefore, the ship is not touching the ground, it's on the water. It's not considered like an Eretz Yisrael, it's like Chutz Loretz. Therefore, you do have to say before an Echtov. Now the Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Zeira, if you have a pot, a plant pot, that has nokov, has a hole in it, that's on the bottom, where the roots come through, we'll get its nourishment, it's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not on the ground itself, it's like hanging in the air, it's on Yisaitis, it's on pegs. Is now fruit, something grow, vegetables grow in it, it's in Tolun HaMachloikas Yavud, and the Rabbonin, do you have to give off Meiser or not? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's not touching the ground, you would not have to give off Meiser. And according to Rabbanan, yes. And this the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says back, no, Dil Malohi, maybe it's not that way. I tell you, Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hosem El Bisrina. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that in the water, it's not called like an inerrant soil on the ground, that's only in the ship maybe. Ho Asuya Levroyach, that a ship is able to travel, to go far, to move. So therefore it's not considered like it's part of the ground. But
But maybe this flower plot, since it's staying, it's stationary, it's staying still, maybe it is considered like it's getting its unique, it's getting its growth from the ground, and maybe you would have a locha like in Eretz Yisrael. Inami, or else I could tell you, Ad kamla kamar rabbonon hasem ela besvinod loy mifsekei avira. The rabbonon that said a ship is considered like an Eretz Yisrael, maybe they said because when the ship is on the water, so the water and the ground, there's no separation. So therefore, it's considered like it's on the ground itself. The water is considered like part of the ground, maybe. It's not called the hefsek, there's nothing in between. Like the Mora says, lemischavira v'aydemaya kiyaya semichtadamya. Because the water is considered like part of the ground. Avalotzutz. But this flower pot now that's hanging in the air, the mifsika avira, there's air in between, loy. Maybe that's not considered like in Eretz Yisrael itself. So it's not totally zeh bozeh, this and that. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this list Gemara again next day.